Tuesday's triple-digit heat index kept 10 Baltimore County schools without air conditioning closed on the first day of the school year. In Baltimore City, more than 60 schools dismissed students early, some before noon, as a result of the heat. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, the lack of air conditioning is part of a larger political fight over school funding in Maryland.
Democratic gubernatorial nominee Ben Jealous visited Garrett Heights Elementary Middle School in Baltimore Tuesday morning. It does have air conditioning, but Jealous said not installing new central heating and air conditioning systems in those schools that don't is short-sighted.
When you put in a new HVAC system to one of these schools that has a decrepit old boiler, you save so much money that you can pay off the new HVAC system in a couple of years.
He said every school that has to close because of the heat is a reminder that Maryland's schools have been chronically underfunded. But at a press conference Tuesday, Republican Governor Larry Hogan said the lack of air conditioning is one of many ways in which local school systems are mismanaging state and local tax dollars.
When you get hundreds of millions of dollars and you have tens of thousands of kids who can't go to school because you don't have air conditioning, that's disgraceful.
It's not just air conditioning. Hogan pointed to high levels of mold discovered in Howard County schools a few years ago, low standardized test scores in Baltimore City in 2017, and the more than 5,000 students' grades that were improperly changed at Prince George's County schools in 2016 and 2017. He also cited former Baltimore County Superintendent Dallas Dance's recent jail time. Dance pleaded guilty in March to perjury after failing to disclose work he did for a company that won a no-bid contract with the school system.
When you don't have money going into the classrooms and instead you have corruption and fraud and mismanagement and people going to jail, we have an obligation to the taxpayers, to the local school board members, and to the parents and teachers to get to the bottom of this.
At Tuesday's press conference, Hogan signed an executive order creating an Office of Education Accountability within the existing Governor's Office for Children. It's tasked with identifying instances of fraud, abuse, waste, and unethical conduct, and making recommendations for addressing each. Hogan also announced legislation, which he plans to introduce formally in January, creating a State Education Investigator General. The position will have the power to issue subpoenas and hold hearings. Hogan had a similar proposal this past legislative session that was unsuccessful. Delegate Eric Luetke, chair of the Education Subcommittee of the House Ways and Means Committee and a former Montgomery County Public Schools teacher, says Hogan's new office won't change anything.
We all believe in accountability. The issue is that he has people working for him who are responsible for already doing these things. So this is a bunch of window dressing. This is much ado about nothing new. And he needs to make sure the people that work for him that are responsible for doing these things are doing them now, today.
He says the lack of air conditioning in schools in particular is ultimately a funding issue, one Hogan could solve. Funding for air conditioning repairs gets allocated with the rest of schools' construction budgets. In 2016, Hogan and Comptroller Peter Franchot, who together are two-thirds of the Board of Public Works, withheld a portion of Baltimore County and Baltimore City's school construction money until the school systems either installed air conditioning or bought window AC units as a stopgap. But Luetke says schools' existing construction funding doesn't cover their needs.
The reality is those school systems are trying to keep up with massive over-enrollment in a lot of schools, with overcrowding, with antiquated buildings, and so they're trying to deal with all of these things at once.
Meanwhile, the heat index is expected to remain above 100 degrees through Thursday. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.